Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Can Podcast, your favorite destination to explore the latest happenings, strategies, tools, techniques and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar and we have Lisa Apolonsky, founder and CEO, Three Dog Right, America's digital content futurist and digital marketing growth expert with us today. Lisa is quickly becoming one of the top digital growth experts in the world. Her book, Weathering the Digital Storm, is used by businesses globally. Her book, Persuade with a Digital Content Story, was named one of the top content marketing books in the world. Her book, Grow Your Market Share in a Zombie Apocalypse, provides a business survival guide. She has been featured in Forbes and the New York Times for her expertise on digital marketing and has been dubbed America's Digital Content Futurist. Hi Lisa, a warm welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
We are excited to have you and discuss on the topic, Leverage Digital Content Storytelling to Boost Conversion. To start our conversation with, can you help the audience know a bit more about yourself or about your corporate journey?
My company was founded in 2012. Just a quick origin story, because again, we're talking about storytelling. It was January of 2013 and the place was Milan, Italy. I had just done a 16-hour day and I had come back to my hotel room and I decided to call my sister to complain because I was exhausted. She let me complain for a couple of minutes and then she asked me about my side job. I was actually doing side work at that time. Okay. And I got really animated talking about my other clients and she let me talk that way for a couple of minutes. My energy had shifted and she asked me a question that completely changed the course of my career. If you're part-time gig gives you so much joy, why isn't it your full-time employment? Never thought of it. And yeah. That conversation led to me going full-time with my company, and it's been nearly 11 years. We work with companies who want to accelerate revenue and take market share using digital means.
Got it. Also, on the other side, you have written several books. Can you give a glimpse of some of the prominent books that you have written till date?
Sure, absolutely. So you see my book covers in the back here, but I do have my books with me. So my first book was in 2019, Weathering the Digital Storm. I wrote this because I could tell something was coming and people really needed to start taking stock of their digital assets, how they were measuring, what data they were collecting, and start to really hone in on strategy and trends, because there was already a shift in what was happening within marketing and just in world economics. So I wrote this in 2019 and I got the, you can say I got the writer's bug. My second book came out in 2021, Persuade with a Digital Content Story. This has actually been ranked as one of the top 11 content book marketings in the world. So it's a great read. It's packed full of stuff and we'll talk a little bit more about that, but really this will help your audience and help businesses to really have that conversion and that relationship they're looking for with their customer base. This book is a key to that. And my latest book, I should say, that I wrote last year, I can say that now, 2022, is Grow Your Market Share in a Zombie Apocalypse. So how do you survive when the unimaginable happens? What habits can you be doing right now with your business so that when the next horrible thing comes, like a zombie apocalypse, you're ready for it?
We're ready for that.
Yeah. And I also have two books coming out this year, too.
Oh.
Yeah. I know, that's crazy, right? I've done a book chapter in a book with Mark Schaefer. I'm sure you're familiar with Mark Schaefer.
Yeah. He
is, to me, the gold standard of digital marketing. His latest book, Belonging to the Brand, just came out. And I'm doing a chapter in that book that should be coming out in early June. It's called The Best Marketing Book Ever. And there's 33 of my co-authors who have each written a chapter in this book. So he's brought experts from around the world to write this book. My chapter is on customer experience and customer service. How does digital work within customer experience? Because as we know, once you get the customer, how do you keep them, right? And then my fifth book, which will be coming out in the fall, is called The Greatest Personal Brand Story Ever Told. And it's a 2,000-year-old guide about this guy, maybe you've heard of him, Jesus. And it's looking at personal branding from the viewpoint of the story of Jesus. It has nothing to do with religion, everything to do with marketing. How do you create that kind of a personal brand that will continue on once you're gone? You know, how do you develop that legacy? So I'm really excited about that book. That's been really eye-opening to write. And, you know, again, Mark Schaefer's book, Belonging to the Brand, it's perfect timing. My book is about how do you then get people to belong to your brand and moving into that space. So very excited about both of those books coming out this year.
Good. So also, since you have written this book, and you know, the topic that also we have is somewhere about the digital storytelling.
Yes.
So we are excited to know about more about digital storytelling and how it plays an important role into the digital campaigns, or we can say the, you know, kind of digital marketing industry that we are working upon. So to start with, can you help the audience understand a bit about what this digital storytelling stands for, or in a simple sentence, you know, for a common person, if you can guide them that what digital storytelling is?
Sure. So if you think about how we've evolved as humanity, we're very much in tune with stories. We love a good story. You know, we're told stories and fairy tales when we're young. We watch TV shows and movies, and they're all storylines. We have been hardwired now for stories. That's how we get cautionary tales. That's how we garner information. And that's how we really bring in knowledge base into our being. When businesses want to talk about themselves and their products and services, that's a very boring conversation. It's a one-way conversation, and you don't know if what you're saying actually resonates with the prospect you're talking to. If you flip your script and look at how you can create a story, and again, in my book, I have a 6-step formula, and we can talk a little bit more about that. But if you think about it's not that they're buying your products and services, they're buying what they're going to get out of your products and services, right? That success point, that goal, that new state of being, that moral of the story, as it were. So when we talk about our products and services, if we talk about them in terms of a prior client and what they got out of your products and services, that's the story. That has meat, that has relevance, and people want to hear more about that. And they'll retain that so much better than you just listing off features of what your products can do. It's really, what is the end goal? And a lot of companies today, they stop short of that. They don't take it all the way to the finish line. It's like having a fairy tale and getting 3/4 of the way through and then not knowing how the story ends. You know, that can be really frustrating. And that type of conversation, and that can be any content at all in your digital space. It can be your email, social media, blogs, one-on-one conversations, podcasts, videos, marketing material. All of those can develop into stories that your customer and your prospect can take with them. And when they think about those stories, they'll remember it, and they'll remember how your products and services help someone go from where they are now to where they're going, which is what you want them to do, right? You want them to make that leap. Don't let them do it for you. Help them through that.
Got it. So, you know, since you were mentioning about the, you know, the different things that comes into storytelling, so can you also help us understand that what are the prominent steps that comes, you know, while we are developing a digital story for our client, or if we are incorporating into our campaigns, then what are the prominent steps that one should take care of?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my book, I talk about a 6-step digital content story formula. It really is 6 steps. The first 3 are how you're setting up your story. Who is your hero? Who is your protagonist? It's going to be your client. You want your client to see another client and how they succeeded. Your nemesis is going to be whatever the problem is that your client or your hero is trying to overcome. Is it that they need help growing their business? Is it that they need help finding new prospects? Is it that they need help fixing their kitchen or, you know, fixing a clogged drain? I mean, it could be, you know, doing their landscape services, whatever it is. And then you come in as the mentor, because if the hero, if your client could do it without you, they would have already done it. So how are you going to help them move to the success point? Those first 3 steps are oftentimes overlooked, but if you're setting up your digital story, if I come in a certain way, again, because we are hardwired for stories, my audience is going to automatically take a role that is opposite how I show up. They're going to do it subconsciously. The biggest mistake, and I get into this into my book, the biggest mistake that businesses make is they want to make themselves the hero in the story. And they can certainly do that. I'm not saying there's a right and a wrong way. What I am saying is if they put themselves in the mentor role and now they allow their clients to become the hero.
Hero, definitely.
Then that opens up so many possibilities. And who doesn't want to be the hero in the story? They're going to keep coming back to you because being the hero is awesome. No one wants to be the person who gets rescued. They want to be the hero. The last 3 steps are about how you're setting up the story itself. How are you creating the story? Are you making it character-based, or are you making it so that it's based on results? You know, when you're going through your story, are you talking just about your products and services, or are you taking it that step further and talking about how people show up and what they get out of having your products and services? You need to have a success line, right? Again, that's that end line that, you know, they lived happily ever after, or the dragon was slayed. You need to bring the story to completion. So if your client said, I need to get an additional 20 leads per month, and you don't show, okay, they worked with us, and as a result of that, they were able to get 25 leads per month. If you're not showing that success line, it's really hard for them to see how you can actually help them. And your clients have had successes, and you can share those. And then the last step of the formula is you want to have a moral to your story. Most stories end on some kind of, if there's one thing I can leave you with, if I haven't made it obvious, this is it. And that's one of your items that's going to tie back to your brand story. Is it that, I mean, in my case, it's make sure that you are always looking at your data, because knowing your data is knowing your customer base.
Definitely.
You know, it could be, no matter what you're doing, move into a digital story, because people are hardwired for stories. What's your moral at the end that you want them to understand? And because you set it up that way in this formula setting where you do this and then this and then this, every time you write your content, if you follow the formula, you will see results because you're setting it up the same way.
Same way. Definitely, definitely. You have given important steps that, you know, one should be working upon to create this digital story.
Yes.
Can you also help us understand, like, how that can be incorporated into our campaigns? Like, if, you know, if someone is doing email marketing, if someone is doing social media, or let's say SEO, so how this digital storytelling can be incorporated into our digital marketing campaigns?
Sure. So there is a focus or a debate on quality over quantity. I'm in the camp, and again, I live in the world of multiple right answers, but I'm in the camp that I would rather you have one really good digital content piece that incorporates storytelling rather than a drip campaign of 100 emails that go nowhere because they're all sell, 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 sell. If you focus on solving, and that's what the digital story formula is helping you do, it's helping you move into how you're solving a problem for your client. Very different than selling. Now, that can be a hard pill to swallow, especially salespeople. You want me to not sell. My title is sales. So I'm not understanding what's happening here. But if you move into solving, that's a relationship, right? You're working with the person, and whether or not what they're coming to you for is something that you personally can solve, or if you need to refer them. I think the most powerful sentence that you can say is, I know a guy, right? And even if you can't solve it and you bring in someone who can, they're going to remember you as the problem solver versus the seller. They're going to look at you in a different way. And that's what we want from our customer base, right? We want to develop those relationships so they keep coming back to us. And then they evangelize out and tell other people, oh, if you need help with X, you got to call my guy. This is the person, blah, blah, blah. So that can be in your email campaigns. That can easily be in social media. I don't know if you've been experiencing or you've been working any at all in LinkedIn with carousels, you know, where it's a PDF. That's a perfect place to tell.
Perfect, definitely.
I mean, you're turning pages, and you want to, but you do want to be careful that you're being precise with enough information, and you're making it short enough so that it's like a mini story, and it gets them right to the point. To me, you can do a digital story, a storytelling in 2 to 3 minutes, and it's a complete story. It's just a short story. They don't need all the details all at once. They just need to know who you helped, what you helped them with, what part of your services helped them overcome, and then what their success looked like. And then your moral. That's it. I think a lot of companies want to, when they're writing digital content and they think they're telling stories, is they put a lot of data and information into it right at the get-go. And again, I live in the world of multiple right answers. When you add data and information, you're now tapping into the logic side of your customer base, right? They're going to look at the data and they're going to decide whether or not the data makes sense. They're going to push back on it. There can be review. And that's certainly one way to have a conversation, but I would rather tap into the emotional side of my audience. Definitely. Where they see themselves succeeding, where they see themselves succeeding like the customer you just outlined, where you're the mentor helping them succeed. When they have that kind of a conversation with you and they're talking about success, you know, like I'll give you an example. If you've ever watched The Karate Kid, and, you know, Mr. Miyagi obviously is the mentor and Daniel is the hero in the story. And then the nemesis is a lot of stuff, right? His own personal battles, the Cobra Kai dojo, the girlfriend. I mean, there's like several that he's got to get over. There, you know, it's not Mr. Miyagi saving him and then bringing him into his apartment and saying, well, here's a list of my prices for karate lessons. that conversation never happens, right? They just talk about how can you help me. That's the conversation you want. Then it's no longer based on price. It's no longer a commoditized engagement. It's now I trust you and I'll work with you. And whatever the price point is, I will pay it because I know I will get success out of it. That's the conversation I want. I don't know about you, but that's the conversation I want with my customers where they're like, please help me. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to pay. Let's get it done.
Got it. Got it. Beautifully, you have explained it. Now, since, you know, we were discussing about this storytelling and also the different steps that we'll be coming into. But then finally, that will be leading our end objective will be definitely be the better conversion. And we know that if there is a good storytelling, then it will also be leading to a better conversion.
Yes.
Can you throw some lights on that how this storytelling will be, you know, helping us in better conversion?
Sure. So again, when we're looking at storytelling, we're really focusing on three things with our engagement, right? We're looking at relevancy, right? We're not filling in the too much information for our audience. We're allowing them to fill in the story based on their experiences. When you have a conversation with your customer base and you ask them, you know, what's preventing you from having success and you allow them to tell you, then you can bring that type of, you know, comments and those issues into the story of who your success story is. And that allows your audience member to actually say, okay, this is relevant to me. The second thing is it resonates with them because they can picture themselves in the storyline succeeding like your hero. That's powerful. That's hope. Yeah. And those two things, relevancy and resonance, leads into our third item that we're trying to do, especially as you move into personal branding, which everyone should be doing at this point, is you're developing trust. Trust in a relationship is key. If they trust you, they buy from you.
They buy from you.
It's very simple. And I know people say B2B and B2C. Stop using those terms. Stop. Just stop it. Stop it. P2P, person to person, people to people. I don't buy from a business. I buy from a person at a business. That has always been the case. We go to this idea of, oh, well, the business can be one step removed. You can't do that anymore. In what we live in today, you have to have humanity in your brand and you have to empower the people who are going out and talking about your brand and helping your customers go from where they are now to where they want to be. Those are people. And those people have to remember that people want to buy from people they know and trust. It's always been. It's just we kind of lost sight of that with digital presence. And now it's more important than ever that brands really look at how human they are, how much they can be trusted, who's representing them, and how they're connecting with their audiences, touch, move, and inspire them to become part of their brand and using their products and services to be successful, whatever that looks like.
Perfectly, very rightly said. And this is, we have all seen in our day-to-day life also. Like, so there is, if that's a good brand, and if they have, let's say in our city, there are 5 to 6 stores for that. But yeah, definitely there are a few stores with which we have a lot of connection, although the brand is same on all the stores. But then the relationship or, you know, the connection that has been built upon. And because of that, some stores become favorite of ours that we go every time on that store, irrespective of there are how many brands or, you know, similar brands are there. So that is just because of the relationship that we, that the person have brought or, you know, the experience that we have received from that store. So that helps a lot into that personalization.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that you said that, Prince. And one thing that I think is really key in that is businesses think, oh, well, if this person leaves, they're loyal to my brand. No, they're loyal to that person. if that person switches brands and they're like, oh, I'm over here, you're going to see attrition and people going over to. So make no mistake, it's not about brand loyalty. It's about relationship building, trust. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect. So, you know, now we have got a lot of clarity on how this storytelling will be having, you know, helping us into getting better conversion. On the other side, this storytelling also helps a lot into building a good brand, which you already have been mentioning about.
Yeah.
So what are the best possible ways for business owners to build a good authority for their brand through storytelling?
So I'm going to be exploring this a lot in my next book. But a couple of key things I would say they should be looking at. Number one is community. How are you building your community so that they become your brand? They bring your brand to life, because let's face it, you wouldn't exist without your customers.
Customers, definitely.
So how are you opening up space, whether it's physical or digital, to allow people to come in and build a community? And I think as we move into Web 3, this is going to be highly critical. I am by no means an expert in Web 3, by no means. But the way it was explained to me, and I love this analogy, in Web 2, I'm on a stage, and my customer base is in the audience, and it's very one-sided. I mean, I might get a few questions, but it's me talking to my audience. When I do it that way, I'm controlling the narrative, I'm controlling the communication, I'm controlling the conversation of what's happening around my brand. In Web 3, I'm now in the midst of my audience and there is no stage. So you're going to see micro communities come up, these much smaller groups of people with micro influencers that are driving your brand. And you're going to have to let go of some of the control of how your communication is interpreted and reshared. And I think that's another reason why digital storytelling is so critical. Because when you tell a story, because you have these elements, it's much easier for your audience to replicate it and share it with others. If you have a very complex message, if you have a lot of features and benefits, people are going to pick what's important to them. They're going to take their preferences. And that might not be the preferences of the micro community that's just over there, or the micro community that's just over there. If you have a storyline, a digital story, and it allows the audience to fill in their preferences and what's important to them, you know, those micro details, then you have a much better probability of it resonating with multiple people and not trying to go around each micro community to make sure they're, you know, not just saying one part of the story. It's going to get really complex. And if you don't have this really boiled down into small bites, clear, concise, easy to remember and share, you're going to be struggling for sure.
So, you know, while you were telling these all things, definitely that you have worked a lot with a lot of your clients on the storytelling services, you know, some the services on which how we can create a kind of compelling story for our clients. So can you share one of the case studies with our audience on how for one of our clients you created a digital storytelling campaign, and somewhere what was the impact that the audience or the client was able to see because of this campaign?
Sure, absolutely. So I'll give you one really great example that I have. So I'll never forget the day that Peter called me. I had known him for a long time. He had taken on a new position. And, you know, he said, you know, Lisa, I need your help. I'm struggling here. I've been tasked to hit $25 million in sales. I've just had my budget cut. And they haven't hit their goals in 3 years in this company. It's a very large billion-dollar organization, Japanese organization. And I'm not sure, you know, this is a new job for me and I gotta have a win. and I don't know how I'm going to get there, especially with the history of what's already happened. Is this something you can help me with? And I said, no, Peter, it's not going to be an easy road. I can tell you that. But yes, I'm absolutely able to help you if you're willing to put some of your preconceived marketing ideas to the side and try something that might feel weird and a little innovative, but will get you the results. And he said, you know, I have a team I have to worry about. I have my own, you know, my own career that I have to worry about. I don't want to bomb. So absolutely, let's do it. So by using my trademark digital discovery roadmap process, Peter was able to see what channels were not completely working for him and where he actually had opportunities to share their digital story to their customer base as well as their prospects. By reviewing the content with a content audit, Peter was able to see, oh, there's actually holes in my content of who I'm talking to. I say I want to talk to group A and I'm only creating content for group B. I need to do more content for group A. That's going to have an automatic lift in leads and possible conversions. And by developing and flushing out success stories and creating them into a content story formula, Peter was able to engage higher individuals in the organizations, more individuals across the board, and reduce the length of time it took to convert those leads because he established relationship building from day one using storytelling. And I'll never forget this. This was about 10, 11 months into our engagement. And he called me up and he goes, I can't believe it. You're the first person I thought of. I had to call you. I was running a report in Salesforce to see how our pipeline was and what my projected sales outcome was. And it came up and I couldn't believe it. 25.3 million in sales. And we're not even to the end of the year. At the end of the year, they actually were the only division that not only hit their goal, they exceeded it by 10%. Amazing. And they did it in under a year. So if there's anything I can leave you with, it's this. By leveraging data and storytelling, there's a very easy path to conversion, sales, and revenue. Just use my formula. And it makes it really, you know, it makes it concise and easy. And I think that was like 2.5 minutes. Again, it's a concise, easy way of communicating, and it works. It works.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you have given a lot of advice today. Any last piece of advice that you would love to give to the business owners on how they should incorporate this digital storytelling in their campaign?
Yeah. It can feel like, oh my God, I have to redo all of my content. And honestly, you might have to. However, it's like taking a sandwich. It's one bite at a time. Look at your data and look at maybe the content that you've created that didn't have the engagement you thought you'd would, right? Revamp one or two pieces and put them out into the world and see how that works. See what kind of response you get. It doesn't have to be all at once, and it doesn't have to be done by tomorrow. It can feel really overwhelming. And I work with Fortune 100 companies where I'm like, yeah, we're going to have to redo all of your content, but let's do it in a strategic step-like approach. The beauty of that is digital marketing is like a climb with no summit. Wherever you are in your journey, you still have 100% to go. So take it a day at a time, one content piece at a time, look at your data to decide what you want to work on first. And as you get better at doing the formula and the storytelling, things will fall into place and it'll get faster and faster and faster. But just start with one, just one piece of content and redo it. And I'm not saying create something new. I'm saying go back in your archive, grab one piece, redo it, put it out there, see what happens.
Perfectly. Very important advice. So with this advice of yours, we have come to the end of today's episode. It was a pleasure having you, Lisa, with us today and get a lot of insights on how we can use storytelling to boost our conversions and also to increase the brand authority. Thank you so much, and I look forward to host you again on our show.
Yes, I would look forward to being on when my next books come out. Well, absolutely, because that'll be awesome.